Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 1.
第三节第四节。
Verses 3 and 4.
愿颂赞归于我们的主耶稣基督的父神，就是发慈悲的父，赐各样安慰的神。我们在一切患难中，他就安慰，请安慰那遭各样患难的人。我们圣经就先念这么多。
And this is the scripture for today.
我们祈祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父，我们在感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
在你自己的恩典的里面，让我们一同的来到你的面前。
That we get to come before you in your grace.
我们实在感谢你，我们是蒙了何等大的恩典。
Although we really thank you because we have been so blessed.
你让我们出黑暗入光明。
That you deliver us from the darkness and brought us into the light.
你让我们从仇敌的权下归向神。
So that from the power of the enemy, we now become belong to God.
让我们今天能够一同侍立在你自己的面前。
That we get to stand before you.
我们实在心里面充满了感谢和赞美。
And our hearts is full of gratitude for you.
这一切都是你的恩典所成功的。
This is all because of your grace.
我们早晨把我们自己都交在你的手中。
This morning we commit ourselves into your hands.
愿你的圣灵在这里向我们说话。
May the Holy Spirit speak to us here.
愿你的能力越过我们人一切的软弱。
That you will surpass all our weaknesses.
让我们在这里不是听见人的讲论。
So that we are not listening to men.
让我们在这里单单听主向我们说的话语。
But we're listening to the words of God.
求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
用你的同在来覆庇我们。
And cover us with your presence.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In your name we pray. Amen.
哥林多后书乃是神借着使徒保罗写给哥林多教会的一封的书信。
And the Second Corinthians is a letter, an epistle that the Lord have Paul wrote to the church in Corinth.
保罗在这里他颂赞他的神。
Here Paul was given praise to his God.
他把荣耀归给他的主。
And he was given glory to his Lord.
当我们读保罗书信的时候。
When we read the letters of Paul.
我们发现保罗常常在那里颂赞他的神。
We discover that Paul often praises his God.
保罗为什么常常颂赞他的神？
Why does Paul often praise his God?
不是因为他有这样的一个习惯。
It's not because he has this habit.
也不是因为他的环境有怎样的平安和顺利。
Or it's because his environment is smooth and peaceful.
或者他的工作有许多的果效。
Or his work is effective.
他在那里颂赞他的神。
He was praising his God.
不是因为他们的环境是那样的平安。
It's not because his environment was smooth.
如果我们晓得保罗的生平的话。
If we know about Paul's life.
我们知道他这一生都在许多的艰难的当中。
We know that he went through many trials in his life.
但是当我们看他在写书信的时候。
But when we read his letters.
他常常在那里颂赞他的主。
He often praised his God.
他常常把感谢归给他的神。
He often offered thanksgiving to his God.
他之所以这样常常感谢他的神。
The reason that he gets to thank God often.
乃是因着他认识这位主。
Because he knows this Lord.
他在生命里面多多的经历了这一位的神。
And he has experienced much this God.
所以我们看他的感谢和赞美是那样的丰富。
Therefore his thanksgiving and praises are so full and abundant.
我们看见他在那里赞美的时候乃是在灵和真实里面在那里颂赞他的神。
That we get to see when he prays and worship God, he was worshiping in truth and spirit.
当我们读这一段圣经的时候。
When we read the scripture.
如果我们仔细来看。
If we look at it carefully.
至少他从七个方面来赞美颂赞他的神。
That he was praising God from seven aspects.
至少我们可以说是七重的颂赞。
That's seven of layers of praises.
因为保罗对这位神实在是有太多的经历。
Because Paul has experienced so much of this God.
他的灵里面实在对这位神有真实的认识。
That in his spirit he knows this God.
所以他的赞美，他的感谢，是充满了丰富。
Therefore, his praises and his thanksgiving are so rich.
当然，这里面虽然有七个方面。
Even though of he praised God from seven angles.
但是这里面他有一个中心。
But he has one theme.
他有一个重点。
And he has one focal point.
就是在第四节的后半。
That's the second part of verse four.
就是叫我们能用神所赐的安慰去安慰那遭各样患难的人。
That we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God.
这是他在那里颂赞的时候那个中心。
And that is his theme of praise.
这是他感谢赞美的最高点。
And this is the highest point of his praise.
虽然前面还有六个方面。
Even though he praised six other areas.
但是这是他的中心。
And this is his theme.
当然前面六个方面也是非常重要的。
Of course, the other six that mentioned above are also very important.
不仅重要。
Not only they are important.
而且也是根基。
And there is also the foundation.
我想我们先花一点点时间把前面六个方面稍微看一下。
And we'll spend some time to read through the six areas.
然后我们最后重点看到它最后的一个方面。
And then we'll emphasize on the seven.
首先他这里他说他颂赞归于我们的主耶稣基督的父神。
First of all, he says, praise be to the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这是他颂赞神的头一个原因。
And this is the first reason for his praise.
他说归给我们主耶稣基督的父神。
To the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
说到父。
This is the Father.
就说到那个子的关系。
And then because he is the son.
这里面不仅仅说到神的儿子。
Not only that, he is the son of God.
这里面也说到人。
And he's also the son of man.
这里面保罗在主面前感谢的时候。
When Paul was giving thanksgiving.
看见这位伟大的神。
He saw this great God.
这位荣耀的主。
This glorious Lord.
他因着爱我们的缘故。
Because of love for us.
竟然来到地上成为一个人。
He came to the world and became a man.
这在天底下是最大的一件事情。
And this is the greatest thing happened in this world.
这是人用头脑没有办法明白的一件事。
It's not comprehensible to us men.
神他甘心乐意来到地上。
That God was willing to come to the world.
或者说父甘心乐意将他的儿子派到地上来。
And the Father was willing to send down his son.
所以保罗每次想到这件事的时候
So every time Paul thought about this
他没有办法按捺住他心中的感谢和赞美
He could not help but praising God from his heart
这件事实在是太荣耀了
Because this is such a glorious thing
这件事实在超过人所能够颂赞的
It's beyond what we can ever praise
那么后面他又告诉我们
And then Paul continued
他说是发慈悲的父
The father of compassion
这位我们主耶稣基督的父神
This father of our Lord Jesus Christ
他乃是发慈悲的父
He's the father of compassion
什么叫做慈悲呢
What is compassion?
在原文里面至少有两个主要的意思
In the original text there are two meanings
一个就是同情
One is sympathy
Compassion
就
是同情
Compassion.
我们的神他能够同情我们。
Because our God can have sympathy, He understands us.
因为当我们的主来到地上的时候。
Because when our Lord came to this world,
他为我们经过了一切的苦难。
He has suffered for us.
你要想同情一个人不是一件简单的事。
If you want to have empathy, sympathy for someone, it's not easy.
你得有一点点的经历。
Unless you have somewhat similar experience.
我个人是在这个三十岁以后我才结婚的。
Because I got married after my 30.
我在美国单身八年我才结婚。
So I was I remained single in America for 8 years before I got married.
所以我晓得一点点这个弟兄姊妹过了三十岁以后还单身的那个感觉。
So I understand a little bit how it feels that you're still remain single after you turn 30.
我可以和他们表同情
But I can sympathize with them.
因为我自己有这么一点点的经历
Because I experienced a little bit.
但如果你没有这样的经历
But if you never experienced that,
你很难进入他们的感觉的里面
It's hard to share their feelings.
我们的神他 他来到地上的时候。
Our God came to this world.
我们所经历的，他都经历。
He experienced everything that we experienced.
我们没有经历的，他也为我们经历。
Even those we did not experience.
圣经上说，他为人人尝了死味。
That he tasted death for all men.
这个死味是没有一个人可以尝的。
And that is something that nobody can taste.
就是死的人也不能够尝的。
Even dead people cannot have that experience.
死的人顶多尝过阴间的味道。
The dead people at most tasted of Hades.
我们的主为了爱我们的缘故。
But our Lord for love for us.
他为我们经过了死。
He tasted death.
他为我们人人尝了死。
He tasted death for all of us.
我们的主他能够同情我。
So that our Lord can sympathize with us.
无论你在怎样的环境里面。
Whatever situation you are in right now.
他能够同情我。
He is able to sympathize with us.
这个慈悲还有另外一个意思。
And there's another meaning for compassion.
就是怜悯。
It's mercy.
我们的主他怜悯我们。
Our Lord has mercy on us.
当我们在经过患难的时候。
When we go through trials,
他怜悯我们。
He has mercy for us.
他绝不让在他旨意以外的任何的苦难临到他的儿女。
He does not allow anything that is out of his will to come to us.
任何的艰难，任何的困苦。
Any trials, any difficulties.
在他的恩典的里面都要成为我们极大的益处。
They will become great benefit for us in his mercy.
在主在地上的时候跟门徒有这样一段的话语。
There was this dialogue between Jesus and his disciple.
在路加福音二十一章。
In Luke chapter 21.
他说有的时候你们要被人家浇灌，要被送到这个 authority.
That sometimes you might be delivered to the authorities.
他们要这个把你们害死。
And then they will persecute you and kill you.
但是你们连一根头发都不至于损坏。
But none of your hair will fall.
这很矛盾的一句话。
This is by itself very contradicting.
我都被害死了。
That I can be killed.
但主说你一根头发都不至于死。
But yet the Lord says none of your hair would be damaged.
我想我们在地上受的最大的苦害就是被人害了。
I guess the biggest trouble that we can encounter is being persecuted and being killed by someone.
就算你所经历的是这个最大的苦难。
And that is the greatest suffering.
主说你连一根头。
But the Lord promised that not even one of your hair will fall. 神
保养顾惜他的儿女到了一个地步。
This is how the Lord keeps his children.
让我们一点亏损都不受。
That we will not suffer any loss.
这一切在他面前都成为我们的益处。
Because all can be turned into our benefit.
所以保罗在这里要颂赞他的神。
Therefore, Paul is praising his God.
他要赞美他的主。
He's praising his Lord here.
因为他是发慈悲的父。
Because he's the father of compassion.
这是他颂赞神的第二个原因。
And this is his second reason for praising God.
后面他又告诉我们。
And then he continues.
其实也就是这一段。
The same.
他说，发慈悲的父。
The father of compassion.
当保罗在这里说到父的时候。
When Paul mentioned father here.
这是说到他的父。
This is his father.
那位主耶稣基督的父神
is the father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
今天成了他的父
Now has become Paul's father and his son, his God.
保罗乃是一个犹太人
Paul was a Jew.
他们是在神拣选的里面
And he was one of his chosen people.
他们是神的选民
And then he was God's chosen one.
他们在我们面前他们可以夸口
That they could very well boast in front of us.
神是他们的神
Because God is their God.
这位父是他们的父
Because this father is their father.
我们是远离神的一般
Because we are separated from God.
我们活在世上是没有指望没有神的一般
We live on earth without hope without God.
但当保罗在这里说到父的时候
But when Paul mentions the father here.
他告诉我们他与父的关系完全
It tells us that his relationship with the Father has totally changed.
因着主耶稣从死里复活的缘故。
Because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
他们从前称神是他们的父。
Before they would call God their Father.
那乃是创造与被造的关系。
It's based on the relationship between the creator and the creation.
但当他这里面说到父的时候，
But when he mentioned the father here,
因着主耶稣从死里复活，那乃是一个生命的连接。
Because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, we are now have this living relationship with him.
Life.
The life. We have this relationship with him in life.
保罗在这里，他不能够不赞美他的神。
Therefore, Paul could not help but praising his God.
他与他的主是何等的亲近。
Because he's so intimate, so close to his God.
亲到一个地步，已经不能够再亲。
So close that he cannot even get closer anymore.
神爱他的儿女已经爱到一个地步，已经不能够再真爱。
God loves his children to a point that he cannot love anymore.
因为我们今天已经在这个恩典的里面都成为神的儿女。
Because in this grace we have become God's children.
这里面我们看见保罗在这里一直的赞美，一直的赞美。
So Paul keep on praising, keep on praising.
这位荣耀的神不仅来到地上。
This glorious God not only came to this world.
他不仅为我们经过一切的苦。
Not only that, he went through all sufferings for us.
因为我们人人尝了死亡。
And he has tasted death for us.
今天从死里复活。
Now he has resurrected from the dead.
他坐在父的右边。
He's seated on the right hand of the Father.
我们今天与神的关系完全改变了。
So our relationship with God is totally changed.
不仅如此。
Not only so.
后面他接着告诉我们。
Paul continues on.
他说就是那赐各样安慰的神。
The God of all comfort.
我们的神，他能够安慰我们。
Our God can comfort us.
你安慰一个人哈，是不是一件简单的事？
It's not easy to comfort someone.
我们刚才说，如果你有一点经历的话，
If you have some similar experience,
你可以同情一个人。
You can sympathize with someone.
但你不能够安慰一个人。
But it's still hard to comfort someone.
我可以。与过了三十岁还没有结婚的弟兄们表同情。
I can sympathize with those who are still single after they turn 30.
但我没有办法安慰他。
But I cannot comfort them.
他们的艰难他们自己心里晓得。
Only they know their trials.
你没有办法来安慰他们。
It's impossible to comfort them.
你没有办法找一句合适的话语来说在他们的里面。
You cannot say anything appropriate to them.
但我们的神。他能够安慰我们。
But our God can comfort us.
因为今天这一位荣耀的神。
Because this glorious God.
今天他在圣灵的里面已经住在我们当中。
He's living in us in the form of Holy Spirit.
何等的荣耀。
How glorious.
我们算得什么。
Who are we?
我们像尘土一般的人。
We are but dust.
这位伟大的神。
But yet this great God,
这位荣耀的神,
this glorious God,
今天借着圣灵竟然可以住在我们的里面,
dwelling in us in the Spirit.
所以他可以安慰我们。
So he can comfort us.
刚才我们唱的诗歌实在是太好了。
The hymn we just sang was so wonderful.
我们蒙圣灵安慰。
Because we are walking in the comfort of the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣今天在圣灵的里面来安慰我们。
The Lord Jesus now is comforting us in the Spirit.
他不仅仅能够与我们表同情。
Not only that, He's able to sympathize with us.
他不仅仅能够来怜悯我们。
Not only that, He has mercy for us.
他还能够来安慰我们。
Even more, He can comfort us.
实在是太重要了。
What a glorious thing!
所以保罗在那里要赞美。
Therefore, Paul has to praise God.
所以他在那里要把感谢归给他的神。
He has to give thanksgiving to His God.
那么他没有停在这里。
But he did not stop here.
后面他就讲了一段的话。
Then he said more.
他说我们在一切的患难中。
In all trials and troubles.
每一次我读到这一段圣经的时候。
Every time I came to this passage.
我里面有一个感觉。
I have this feeling.
当保罗说我们在一切患难中的时候。
When Paul says, in all our troubles,
我好像看见他脸上带着笑容。
As if I could see his smile on his face.
当你读这段圣经的时候，
When you read this passage,
你不觉得重担，
You don't feel heavy.
你觉得好像很轻松，
You feel it's rather easy.
好像是一个很普通的事情，
As if it's something very ordinary.
没有软弱，
There's no weakness.
没有下沉
and there's no downcast
没有埋怨
and there's no complaining
好像是一件很普通的一件事
it's something very normal
一切的患难
，all troubles，
一点都不稀奇
，nothing surprising。
当我们读新约圣经的时候
，when we read the New Testament，
我发现不仅保罗有这样的感觉
，we feel that not only Paul is like this，
好像每一个新约的作者都有这样的感觉。
It seems like all the authors in the New Testament are like this。
当彼得在那里说到火一般试炼的时候
，when Peter talk about the fiery test。
火一般的试验
Test like fire
不是一般的苦难呢
It's not ordinary trials
他说你们不要以为稀奇
But then、Peter says do not be surprised
彼得一点都不稀奇
Peter was not surprised
那么这个雅各也这样告诉我们
And James told us the same
雅各说你落在百般的试炼里面
When you are in all trials
百般的试炼呢
In all kinds of trials
不是一个两个、啊、
It's not one or two
那你要以为大喜乐
You shall rejoice greatly
以为大喜乐
You shall rejoice
我们读这些新约的作者的书信
When we read these letters in the New Testament
我不知道我们里面有没有这样一个问题
I don't know if we have this question
他们为什么要落在这些的困难当中
Why do they have to go through these trials
我觉得他们落在困难中是非常稀奇的一件事
It surprises me that they fall into trouble
我不知道他们这班人是认识主耶稣救恩的人。
Because we know that they are the ones that knew the salvation of the Lord.
主耶稣在十字架上为我们每一个人亲身的尝了这个罪的刑罚。
Because the Lord Jesus has borne for us the punishment of sin on the cross.
无论是你从前犯的罪，还是现在正在犯的罪，还是你将来你还不晓得你要犯的罪。
Whether it's the sin that you have committed before, now, or even in the future.
主耶稣在十字架上都为我们偿还了。
But the Lord Jesus has paid all the debt for us, for
all
of them.
所以我们所经过的一切的艰难
So all the troubles that we are going through right now.
没有一个是因着我们的罪神向我们讨的刑罚
None of them is the punishment of our sin.
半个都没有
Not even one.Not even half of them.
这是我们在神面前的信心。
And this is our confidence.
因为我们主的救恩是完全的救恩。
Because our salvation is complete.
他的救恩是永远的救恩。
And his salvation is eternal.
是从永远到永远的救恩。
It's from everlasting to everlasting.
是永远都不会改变的。
It's not changed.
而且这些使徒们。
And these apostles.
我觉得他们在神的面前有。可以说是相当的顺服。
And they're, I believe they're very obedient to the Lord.
我们常常不顺服神。
We're often disobedient.
所以神常常管教我们。
Therefore, the Lord often disciplines us.
所以我们常常落在愁苦的里面。
So we often become sorrowful.
但我觉得这些新约的作者。
But these authors of the New Testament.
不错，神在他们生命中有许多管教的工作。
It's true that the Lord disciplined them much in their life.
但是他们所经历的是一切的患难。
But all the troubles that they are going through.
你不能够光用这个管教来解释的。
You cannot generalize them as being disciplined by God.
如果你只用管教来解释的话，人家是不服气的。
If you only explain away as being disciplined by God, it's not right.
为什么
？Why?
为什么他们会落在百般的试炼
？Why is that they have to go through trouble?
为什么他们在经过这一切的患难的时候是那样的轻松
？Why is that they appear to be so easy and relaxed?
里面好像充满了大喜乐。
Is they are filled with joy.
而且我这里可以这样的说。
I can further say.
在一切的患难中，乃是保罗颂赞神的原因。
Like all these trials are the reasons for Paul's praising to God.
弟兄姊妹，这是保罗在那里颂赞神的原因。
And this is the reason for Paul's praises to God.
一点愁苦都没有。
He has no sorrow.
为什么
？Why？
我们知道保罗他不仅认识神的救恩。
Not only that Paul knew of God's salvation.
不仅认识主的宝血。
Not only he knows the significance
他不仅晓得，他不仅晓得神的管教。
Not only that he knows of God's discipline.
他更认识神见证的道路。
He even knows the testimony of God's way.
The way of the testimony. 保罗和这些新约的作者，他们在写书信的时候，常常强调一件事。
when Paul and other authors of New Testament often emphasize in their letters?
就是他们是蒙神拣选。
That they're chosen by God.
彼得说，唯有你们是蒙拣选的族类。
Peter says, you are the chosen people of God.
保罗说，在创立世界以前，神就拣选了我们了。
And Paul says, God has chosen us before the foundation of the world.
神拣选我们做什么？
Why did God choose us?
神拣选我们要成为他的见证。
God chose us to be his witnesses.
在哪里做见证呢？
Where to testify him?
在这一个充满苦难的世界里面来为神做见证。
In this world that's full of sorrow, we are to testify for
the Lord. 这个世界是充满苦难的一个世界。
This world is full of sorrows.
苦难不是从神来的。
The sorrows did not come from God.
苦难乃是从人的罪来的。
Comes from the sin of man.
苦难乃是从仇敌来的。
It comes from the enemy.
神今天还没有让这些苦难挪去。
But God did not remove all sorrows and sufferings from this world.
因为在神的眼中。
Because in God's sight.
苦难对于今天生活在世上的人。
Suffering to the people of the world.
比没有苦难带来的益处要多太多。
It's more beneficial than not having those sorrows.
至少在神的眼中是这样。
At least in God's eyes,
神让他拣选的器皿，在这个充满苦难的世界里为他做见证。
Therefore, God chose these vessels to testify for Him in this world that's full of sorrows.
怎样做见证呢？
How do we testify for the Lord?
是不是给他们一条平安的道路呢？
Do we just give them a way of peace?
别人求绿卡要求五年。
Other people, seek for a permanent residency, green card, maybe it takes them 5 years.
那么他们一祷告五天就下来了。
And then is it true that when they pray, it only takes 5 days?
别人要找一年两年才能找到一件事。
And other people, it might take other people 1 or 2 years to find a job.
他们一祷告五个选择摆在面前。
And then when they pray, they will get 5 offers of jobs.
这是不是见证呢？
Is that a testimony?
这是见证。
That is a testimony.
但是这却不是神见证的道路。
But that is not the way of the testimony.
神他把他所拣选的器皿放在这一个世界的里面。
When God put His chosen vessels in this world,
让他们所走见证的道路乃是同经患难。
And their way of testimony is to share God's Christ's suffering.
如果有一个不信主的人，他这个失业半年。
If there's an unbeliever, he's been out of job for half a year.
神要拣选他一个儿女。
And then God will choose one of his children.
也失业半年。
He too has lost job for half a year.
甚至失业一年、两年。
Or even a year or 2 years.
他要世人看看那个不同。
And then.God wants to show the world the difference.
如果有一个不信主的人，他被人家歧视。
And if there's an unbeliever that's being discriminated.
他被老板欺压。
And he's being persecuted by his boss.
神要在他儿女中拣选一个见证的器皿。
And God wants to choose a vessel among his children.
他的老板更加的歧视。
That he'sWill be even more discriminated by his boss.
他的老板更加的不讲理。
And then his boss will be even more unreasonable.
他要让这个世界看看那个不同。
But then God wants to show this world the difference.
如果有一个不信主的人，
If there's an unbeliever,
患了很严重的疾病，
He has this serious sickness.
神要拣选一个儿女，
Then God will choose one of his children.
经过同样的患难。
That will go through the same suffering.
他要让世人看见那个不同。
Because God wants to show the world the difference.
有一个弟兄。
This brother.
是一个非常爱主的。
He loves the Lord very much.
他是一个传道人。
And he is a minister.
他生了肝癌。
And he has a liver cancer.
第四期。
It's a 4th stage.
有许多的人都想来安慰他。
Many people wanted to comfort him.
很多人要来问问这到底是为了什么。
Many people ask why.
你不是爱主吗？
Don't you love the Lord?
你的主不是又真又活吗？
And aren't your God living?
难道你的主不是慈爱的吗？
Aren't your God loving?
难道你的主不是大能的吗？
Isn't your God mighty?
你不是常常做见证，你的神是没有难成的事吗？
Haven't you testified that there's nothing impossible with your God?
他在那里为神做见证。
But then he's testifying for his God.
因为在许多的朋友们当中，
He says, because I have many friends.
他们经过了这样的患难。
They go through the same suffering.
神今天特别拣选我，经过同样的患难。
Therefore, today God's choosing me to go through the same suffering.
还要借着他的恩典，
through his grace,
显出那个大能来。
Through his grace, he wants to show his mighty.
还要在我身上显出那个不同。
He wants to show forth the difference on me.
他说这是神见证的道路。
And this is God's way of testimony.
我们的主在地上就是走了这样一条的道路。
This is the same way that Jesus Christ has walked on earth.
圣经上告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
我们的主是被人家弃绝。
Our Lord was abandoned.
但是他却是神所拣选所宝贵的。
And yet he was chosen and cherished by God.
我们可以这样讲，我们的主乃是神所拣选的器皿。
We can say that our Lord was a vessel chosen by God.
太荣耀的器皿。
Such a glorious vessel.
当我们的主行走在地上的时候，
When our Lord was walking on this earth,
他没有加行美容。
He did not have any beauty or form.
他面貌枯槁。
And he looked rather weary. And he was more weary than the men of the world.
多受痛苦。
And he suffered.
长经忧患。
He suffered much, and he was a son of sorrow.
最后为我们每一个人钉死在十字架上。
And lastly, he was crucified for all of us.
但是神却从他身上活活地彰显了出来。
But yet, God was manifested on him.
当主耶稣在十字架上的时候，
When Jesus was crucified on the cross,
那些钉他的兵丁说，这真是神的儿子了。
Even those Roman soldiers would say, this is indeed the Son of God.
神的荣耀没有任何拦阻地从他身上彰显了出来。
Because the glory of God was shown forth without any hindrance.
这是神见证的道路。
And this is God's way of testimony.
当保罗在那里做见证的时候，
So when Paul was testifying,
他说神拣选我。
He says God has chosen me.
他要让我在外邦人中为他做见证。
He wants me to testify for him among the Gentiles.
我要为他的名受许多的苦难。
I will suffer much for his name.
彼得在那里做见证的时候，
When Peter was testifying,
他说他是蒙拣选的族类。
He says he was the chosen one.
说我是在地上做基督受苦的见证。
That I will testify for the suffering of Christ on earth.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天不大了解什么叫做神的拣选。
Today we hardly understand God's choosing.
至少我们对神的拣选的看法跟使徒们的看法是有距离的。
It seems like what we understand about God's choosing is different from what the apostles have understand.
有的弟兄姊妹这样的跟我们讲。
Some brothers and sisters share with us.
我最近灵性非常的软弱。
They would say, oh, recently I'm kind of spiritually weak.
我读圣经没有味道。
And I don't feel anything when I read
the Bible. 我的祷告好像到了天花板就掉下来了。
And since my prayers never gone through the ceiling.
因为神没有拣选我。
Maybe God has not chosen me.
因为神没有拣选我，所以我才不属灵的。
Maybe because God did not choose me, therefore I'm not spiritual.
如果神拣选我，
If God had chosen me,
那我今天就不同了。
Then I'll be different today.
你看我的生活就完全不一样了。
My life will be different totally.
因为神拣选了我。
Because God has chosen me.
但是使徒们对于神的拣选，给我们看见的更深一层。
But then the apostles have shown us the deeper meaning of God's choosing.
神拣选我们做什么？
Why did God choose us?
神拣选我们在这个世上为他做见证。
God chose us to testify for him.
他们的生活的目的只有一个。
They only have one purpose in their life.
就是为了他的主做见证。
It's to testify for their Lord.
弟兄姊妹，如果今天神要拣选一个器皿。
If today God was to choose one vessel,
让他失业两年才找着工作，
that he will find job after losing job for 2 years,
愿意蒙拣选的，请把手举起来。
Please raise your hand if you're willing to be chosen by God.
很多的时候我们愿意蒙神的拣选。
A lot of times we're willing to be chosen by God.
如果神真的拣选到我们身上，
But if God indeed chooses us,
我们知道这件事情是神的主权。
We know that this is all up to God's sovereignty.
神要拣选谁就拣选谁。
God will choose whoever He is pleased.
神要恩待谁就恩待谁。
He will have mercy on whoever He has mercy.
虽然我们可以举手。
Even though we might raise our hand.
但神可能不一定选得上我们。
But then God might not choose us.
但如果神真的选上了我。
But if God really chose me.
弟兄姊妹，我们在神面前有个祷告。
We ought to have this prayer before God.
让我这失业的这半年。
That during my unemployment,
让我这失业的这两年
either half year or 2 years,
不要白白的度过
that I will not waste it away.
要让世人看见那个不同
I want to show this world the difference.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
我们的常常我们在工作中可以为主做见证
a lot of times we can testify for the Lord in our work.
但是在失业里面，我们不多机会的。
But then when we are unemployed, we don't have much opportunity.
我们知道我们的工作都是暂时的。
We all know that all our jobs are but temporary.
神的见证却是永远的。
But yet the testimony for God will be eternal.
我们的失业也是暂时的。
Our unemployment will be temporary.
神的见证乃是永远的。
But the testimony for God will be eternal.
我们是顾念所见的吗？
Do we care our sight?
我们是顾念是暂时的吗？
Do we care only the temporary?
这是保罗他在那里赞美的原因。
And this is the reason for Paul's praises.
因为保罗他晓得神见证的道路。
Because Paul knew of this way of testimony.
他没有停在这里。
He did not stop here.
那么他就在那里赞美。
Therefore he continued to praise God.
他说我们在一切患难中他就安慰我们。
That he comforts us in all our troubles.
他就安慰我们。
God comforts us in all our troubles.
我们的主他绝不会让他见证的器皿单独的在患难中。
The Lord will not allow his vessels to be alone in suffering.
在一切的患难。
In all troubles.
我们的主与我们。
Our Lord is with us.
他与每一个为他做见证的器皿同在。
He's with every single one of his vessels.
他就安慰我们。
Therefore, he will comfort us.
及时的安慰。
Comfort us in time.
随时的安慰。
Comfort us in time.
这是我们的神。
And this is our God.
这是保罗为什么在这里又在那里赞美神的另外一个原因。
And this is another reason that Paul is praising God.
因为在患难中他知道神安慰的宝贵。
Because he knows the precious comfort of God in our troubles.
如果一个人从来没有经历过患难。
If we never gone through any trouble.
这个人绝对不会认识这位赐安慰的神。
And this person will never understand, will never get to know this God of comfort.
也从来不会宝贝主的同在。
And he will never treasure the presence of God.
我们知道安慰和平安是不一样的。
We know that there's a difference between comfort and peace.
我们知道这个平安啊，圣经上说好像水流一样。
The Bible says peace. The Bible describes it as a flow of water.
好像水流一样。
It's like a stream of water.
这个平安源源不断的。
And it's continuous flow.
但平安不是这样，不是那个安慰不是这样。
But comfort is not so.
这个安慰啊，是一下子的。
Because comfort comes all of a sudden.
你一下你就起来了。
And you can be lifted up right away.
你一下你的灵就高昂了。
And then your spirit can be lifted up.
你一下你就出黑暗入光明。
And you can be delivered out of the darkness into the light.
一下子的事情。
It can happen all of a sudden in a moment.
这个在原文里面，这个安慰啊，有这样的一个意思。
In the original text, the comfort has this meaning.
就是把两个物体并排的摆在一起。
That you place two objects together.
这是怎么理解呢？
How do we understand this?
如果有一辆车子它死掉了。
If one car dies.
它熄火了。
And then cannot be started.
然后你又开了一辆车子过来。
And then so you drive another car.
你把它降不起来。
And then you try to jump start the car.
安慰就是那个降。
And that is comfort is just like that jump start.
弟兄姊妹，我们是何等需要神的安慰。
How we need God's comfort.
多少的时候我们在苦难在患难的当中。
Oftentimes we are in troubles and sorrow.
就算不是外面的苦难。
It might not be something outward.
也许我们心里面有许多的艰难。
Maybe it's inward in our heart.
在家庭的里面。
In our family.
有多少的痛苦？
There's so much pain.
多少的家庭有很多的痛苦？
So many families have pain.
但是当神的安慰临到我们的时候。
But when God's comfort comes.
好像那个车子被降不起来一样。
Seems like just like jumpstart the car.
我们整个人一下子就活过来了。
We will all of a sudden become alive again.
他就安慰我们。
He will comfort us.
我们的神实在是爱我们。
Our God really loves us.
所以保罗在这里一直的赞美，一直的赞美。
Therefore, Paul keeps praising and praising.
这已经是六重的颂赞。
And this is a six times of praising.
我们的神他不仅仅愿意造成肉身来到地上。
Not only that, he was willing to come to this world.
他愿意为我们经历一切的痛苦。
He was willing to suffer all.
他愿意为我们人人尝死味。
He was willing to taste.
更为我们从死里复活。
And he even resurrected from the dead for us.
今天借着圣灵住在我们的里面。
Today he's living in us through the Holy Spirit.
在他的全能里面，他拣选我们。
In his sovereignty, he has chosen us.
让我们成为神荣耀的见证。
So that we become the glorious witnesses for God.
所以保罗在这里一直的赞美。
Therefore, Paul keeps praising God.
所以你看他的赞美是何等的丰富。
You see how rich is his praises.
那我们知道这一切都是非常好的。
We know that these are all
这些都是非常重要的。
Very important.
但还不是他这段话语的中心。
But yet, this is not the theme of his passage here.
这是他的中心，乃是在最后这一段。
So the theme comes later.
他说，叫我们能用神所赐的安慰。去安慰那遭各样患难的人。
He says, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we have received from God.
神的恩典不仅仅让我们能够明白他的救恩。
It's by God's grace that we get to understand his salvation.
他也不仅仅让我们能够经历神的救恩。
And not only that we know and experience his salvation.
也不仅仅让我们能够享受神的救恩。
We can enjoy his salvation.
他更让我们把他的救恩活出来。
He even let us live out of the salvation.
让这个救恩在我们身上成为一个活的见证。
So that this salvation become a living testimony.
让我们能够成为一个安慰别人的人。
So that we can become comforters
for others. 这是神恩典的工作在我们身上所做的。
And this is the grace for work of God on us.
那么我把这个安慰别人的人起个名字。
I'll give a name to those who comfort others.
我把它叫做安慰之子。
I'll call them the son of comfort.
我们知道我们的神他就是光。
Because we know that our God is light.
他乃是真光。
He's the true light.
我们是什么呢？
But who are we?
我们就是光明之子。
We're the sons of light.
我们的主就是智慧的本身。
And our God is the wisdom himself.
他就是智慧。
He is wisdom himself.
那我们是什么呢？
And who are we?
我们就是智慧之子。
And we're the sons of wisdom.
我们的主就是以色列的安慰者。
And our God is the comforter of Israel.
圣灵就是安慰者。
And the Holy Spirit is the comforter himself.
那我们是什么呢？
And then who are we?
我们就是安慰之子。
And we're the sons of comfort.
与安慰之子相反的。
And what's opposite of the sons of comfort?
就是丧气之子。
It's the sons of despair.
神喜悦他的儿女都做安慰之子。
God delights that all his children become sons of
comfort. 神不喜悦他的儿女做丧气之子。
God does not want his children to become children of despair.
我们知道这个当神这个领以色列百姓进迦南的时候。
When God led his children out of Egypt into Canaan.
我们都晓得那段的故事。
We all know about this story.
摩西差遣十二个探子去这个去这个窥探那个美地。
Moses sent 12 spies to spy out the land.
那么有十个呢是丧气之子。
10 of them were sons of despair.
什么叫做丧气之子呢？
Who are those sons of despair?
就是他们的眼目单单定睛在难处的上面。
Because they only focus on the trials and the difficulties.
不仅如此。
Not only so.
他们要夸大难处。
They will exaggerate the trial.
神非常的不喜悦丧妻之子。
God did not like them at all.
因为当人在那里夸大难处的时候。
Because when men exaggerate the trial.
当人在那里单单看难处的时候。
When they only focus on their trial.
好像耶和华的膀臂缩短了一样。
As if the arms of God is shortened.
好像神的怜悯断绝了一样。
As if God's mercy stopped.
神不喜悦丧妻之子。
God did not like sons of despair.
你看他们那个那些人，他们回来说什么呢
？What did those spies come back and say?
他们说那个地方的那个城墙顶天。
They say that although the walls, the city walls are like to sky.
他们明明在那里夸大难处。
They're exaggerating the difficulty.
说那里有巨人。
And they say they're giants.
他们看我们呢，就好像人看蚱蜢一样。
And then when they look at us, they think we're but grasshoppers.
如果你计算一下的话
，If you calculate, you count.
人和蚱蜢差多少倍呢
？You know the difference between a human and a grasshopper.
我算了一下，差不多100倍。
They're about 100 times different.
我们说最矮的以色列人有5尺。
Say like the shortest Israelite was like 5 feet.
最高的迦南人不过10尺。
And then the tallest Canaanite say like 10 feet.
No more than 10 feet.
No more than 10 feet.
有一个最高的。
There's one tallest one.
他的床啊九尺。
And then his bed was only 9 feet.
所以他比九尺还要短一点。
So he's, I bet he's shorter than 9 feet.
丧妻之子总是在那里夸大难。
But then sons of despair always exaggerate the difficulties.
但是我们看见加勒约书亚。
But then look at Caleb and Joshua.
他们两个人是安慰之子。
And they are sons of comfort.
他们的眼目乃是定睛在神的身上。
Because they focus their eyes on God.
说我们进去吧。
They said, "Let's go in."
我们足能得胜。
We can conquer them.
因为耶和华与我们同在。
Because the Lord is with us.
这些巨人是我们的食物。
And these giants are but our food.
我们上去吧。
Let's go in.
足能得胜。
We can conquer them.
这是安慰之子。
And this is son of comfort.
弟兄姊妹，神喜悦我们做安慰之子。
God delights that we are sons of comfort.
在我们的家庭的里面。
In our family.
我们能不能做一个安慰之子
？Can we be sons of comfort?
还是我们常常做丧妻之子
？Or we are often sons of despair.
我相信我们没有一个人愿意做丧妻之子。
I'm sure none of us want to be sons of despair.
但是如果我们在神的面前没有学习的话
，But if we do not learn this lesson,
我们想做安慰之子。
Even though we want to be sons of encouragement,
那我们却常常成为人的丧妻之子。
But then we become sons of despair.
这个我个人就是这样一段的经历。
I have this experience.
我这个动作稍微快一点。
I often move fast.
有一点快。
A little bit fast.
那我的太太呢，稍微慢一点。
And my wife is a little bit slower than I am.
所以我就常常要鼓励她。
So I often have to encourage her.
我常常安慰她。
I often have to comfort her.
我常常盼望她能够快一点。
I often wish that she could move a little faster.
单身的时候。
When I was still a single.
有人打电话来，我5分钟就可以出门了。
And then if someone calls me, I can leave the house in 5 minutes.
但是当我结婚以后。
But after I get married.
一个电话过来，我需要15分钟才能出门呢。
And if someone calls me, it takes me 15 minutes to get out of the house.
我盼望做一个安慰之子。
So I want to be the son of comfort.
所以我要去安慰我的太太。
So I have to comfort her.
我让她快一点。
I ask her to speed up a little.
然后后来我发现，我虽然愿意做安慰之子。
Then I found out even though I'm willing to be son of comfort.
但我却成为一个丧气之子。
But actually what I did was I became a son of despair.
我常常让她丧气的。
I often make her despair.
后来我说那我要学习了。
So I need to learn this lesson.
下回不讲了。
Next time I won't say anything.
那我就把我的东西都收拾好了。
Then I'll just quickly pack up my stuff.
那我就坐在车子里去等。
Then I'll go sit and wait in my car.
然后我在那里亲近我的主。
And then I'll draw near to the Lord.
我读主的话语。
I'll read the word.
有的时候主还真给我点亮光。
Sometimes the Lord even shed some light to me.
过了很久的时间。
And after a long time.
看见我太太大包小包的就出来了。
And then I see my wife come out with so many bags.
这个从前呢，上了车只是埋怨我几句。
Before she would just complain a little when she came into the car.
现在上车已经不理我了。
But now when she get into the car, she will not even talk to me.
我成了加倍的丧气之子。
So I'm even the more son of despair.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们没有学习的话，
If we do not learn this lesson,
我们虽然愿意做安慰之子，
Even though we're willing to be son of comfort,
但我们却在生活里面常常做丧气之子。
But then oftentimes we become actually sons of despair.
那么后来在主面前就认罪悔改。
And then, so I repented and confessed before the Lord.
那就不仅收拾自己的东西。
So not only that, I will pack up my stuff.
要收拾孩子的东西啊。
I have to pack up for my kids.
要收拾太太的东西啊。
Now pack up for my wife.
所以有的时候太太先坐在车上了。
So now that sometimes my wife will sit in the car first.
所以上了车她就马上跟我讲话了。
And then after I get into the car, she will immediately talk to me.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要在神面前学习如何。
So we need to learn this lesson how to become son of comfort. Especially in God's church. If we do not learn, we might say we are all out of good intentions. We all speak the truth in love. But then we end up being sons of despair.So that the church of God cannot be edified.
如果我们盼望我们的家庭生活美满，
If we want our family life to be happy.
如果我们盼望我们教会里面充满了神的爱，
If we want our church to be full of God's love.
我们需要在神面前谦卑下来。
We need to humble ourselves before God.
就求主来指教我们怎样做一个安慰之子。
May the Lord teach us how to become sons of comfort.
要成为一个安慰之子。
In order to become sons of comfort,
首先我们必须得有一点点的经历。
We need to have some experience.
如果你一点经历都没有，
If we never experienced anything before,
你都不能够和人表同情。
We cannot sympathize with anyone.
那你怎么能够安慰人？
Then how can we comfort them?
但如果我们仅仅有经历的话，
But if we only have the experience,
如果我们仅仅经历了苦难的话，
If we only experience sufferings,
我们还不见得能够成为一个安慰之子。
It's not enough that we become sons of comfort.
有一个弟兄他曾经这样跟我交通。
One brother once shared with me.
他这一生啊，经过很多的痛苦。
He has gone through many sufferings in his life.
特别在他年幼的时候。
Especially in his childhood.
穷到一个地步，连树皮都吃不上。
His family was so poor that he could even get a piece of bark to eat.
有一天他还淘气从树上掉下来。
One day he fell off the tree.
那么头正好刻在那个石头的那个棱角上。
And that he bumped his head on the corner of a rock.
那个血啊，就好像泉源一样的涌流。
And that his blood just gushed out.
那个白的骨头都看得清清楚楚。
Even the bones are visible.
家里根本没有钱去医治。
And his family was so poor that he.
那么家里只有用芦荟啊，把他那个伤口填住。
So his family just spray some aloe juice.
No, 芦荟啊，芦荟就是那个 ashes.
His family only covered the wound with ashes.
那么家里面的人以为他就死掉了。
So his family thought he was dead.
那么感谢神，神给他了一条的性命。
But praise God that God gave him life.
啊，我经过的太苦了。
So he says he had suffered much.
那今天如果有人在我面前说他痛苦。
So he says, if today anyone complained about his suffering before me, I would despise this person.
所以你看，如果刚光光的经历痛苦的话，
So if we only experience suffering,
你没有办法就成为一个安慰之子。
You cannot become a son of comfort.
因为在经历苦难的时候，
Because when you go through suffering,
你是熬出来的。
Because you just bite your tongue and bite your teeth and go through it.
如果是熬出来的话。
Because if you have gone through it this way,
你没有办法成为一个安慰之子。
You cannot become a son of comfort.
要想成为一个安慰之子。
If you want to become a son of comfort,
我们不仅要经历一些的经历。
Not only that, we need experiences.
我们更要经历基督。
We also need to experience Christ.
如果我们能够经历基督的话，
If we can experience Christ,
你就能够成为一个安慰。
Then we will become sons of comfort.
当然我们知道经历基督这件事是个很大的题目。
It's a big topic. It's a big message.
To
experience Christ.
我这里只提一点。
So I can only mention one point.
一个经历基督的人。
Person who has experienced Christ.
乃是一个心胸被扩大的。
It's a person his heart has been enlarged.
在罗马书十五章。
In Romans chapter 15.
第五节这里。
Verse 5.
但愿赐忍耐安慰的神叫你们彼此同心效法基督耶稣。
May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you a spirit of unity among yourselves.
这里说到
as you follow Christ Jesus.
这里说到同心。
In unity.
同谁的心呢？
With whom?
同主的心。
Being in unity with the Lord.
主的心有多大呢？
How big is the heart of the Lord?
这个圣经上用所罗门呢来预表主。
The Bible used King Solomon to represent the Lord.
圣经上所罗门的心有多大呢？
And how big is the heart of King Solomon?
所罗门的心是不是像宰相的肚子那么大呢？
Is it very big that you can sail a boat?
这个我们中国人说，这个宰相的肚子里能够乘船。
There's a Chinese verb that the ruler of a country's heart is so big that you can sail a boat.
那个万吨巨轮在它里面都可以游的。
That even the big ship can sail in his heart.
那所罗门的心是不是这么大呢？
Is that the size of King Solomon's heart?
所罗门的心比这还大。
It's bigger than this.
圣经上所罗门的心好像海边的沙。
It's like the seashore.
比这个海还要大。
It's greater than the ocean.
一个经历基督的人。
A person who has experienced Christ.
心胸是被扩大的。
His heart will be enlarged.
你能够容纳下别的人的软弱。
That we can bear other people's weaknesses.
一个人如果能够容纳别人。
If someone can tolerate others.
这个人就可以成为一个安慰之子。
And this person can become a son of comfort.
这个我太太有一次说她不舒服。
Once my wife says she's not feeling well.
我说你不舒服。
I said, you not feeling well?
我给你吃点中药。
I give you some Chinese herbal medicine.
舒不舒服？
And see if you will feel better.
再不舒服，领你出去走一走。
And then if still not feeling well, I'll take you out for a walk.
再不舒服，请你吃顿饭。
And if you're still not feeling well, I'll treat you lunch or dinner.
这回可以了吧？
Okay, now is this enough?
她还是不舒服。
But she's still not feeling well.
其实一个做太太的。
Actually, for a wife.
当她说她不舒服的时候。
When she complains she's not feeling well.
她不是盼望先生为她来解决这个问题。
She's not asking the husband to provide solutions.
她乃是盼望先生的心能够扩大一点。
She's actually wishing that her husband will have a bigger heart.
能够接纳她这种不舒服的感觉。
To accept her feeling of not feeling well.
后来我就知道这个秘诀。
And then later on, I learned this secret.
根本不需要花钱出去请客吃饭。
You don't have to spend money to treat her a meal.
你就可以做一个安慰之子。
And you can still be a son of.
只要你的心被扩大一点。
As long as your heart is enlarged.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
在教会里更是这样。
The same, even the same at church.
当他们在做这个弟兄姊妹的这个一个survey，就是问卷这个问答的时候。
When a survey was conducted at a church,
人来到教会里，他最注重的是什么？
One question was, what do men care the most when they come to church?
当然我们知道是主的同在。
We all know it's the presence of God.
像昨天于弟兄说，这是标准答案。
And this is the standard correct answer.
但不一定是从心里出来的。
But it might not be heartfelt.
人来到教会里。来找什么？
When people come to church, what do they look for?
他找一个比自己更大的心。
They're looking for a heart that is bigger than theirs.
如果他来到一个聚会的里面，
if they come to a meeting,
他发现这里的心比他还小。
And then they find that people's hearts are smaller than his.
这里也不会有什么主的同在。
It's impossible to have a presence of God.
因为我们的主，他的心是何等的广。
Because our Lord's heart is very big.
我们在神的面前实在是蒙了恩典。
We are being so blessed by God.
神何等的爱我们。
how God loves us.
他不仅拯救我们
，not only that He saves us，
他更一直的做工在我们的身上
，and He works in us，
让我们能够成为一个安慰别人的人
，so that we can become sons of comfort，
让我们成为一个安慰之子
，that we can become sons of comfort。
当我们这样心胸被扩大的时候
，when our hearts are enlarged，
圣灵的安慰就要降临在教会的里。
The comfort of the Holy Spirit will come to our church.
圣灵的安慰是何等的宝贵。
How precious is the comfort of the Holy Spirit?
圣灵的安慰胜过人一切的安慰。
That is by far better than all comforts of men.
我们是谁呢？
Who are we?
我们怎么能够安慰人呢？
How can we comfort anyone?
我们讲什么话能够让人得到安慰呢？
What can we say to comfort them?
那如果我们肯谦卑地来到主的面前。
But if we are willing to humble ourselves before God, 让神
把我们的心胸扩大一些
and let God enlarge our hearts,
圣灵的安慰就要在这里降临在每一个人的身上
and then the comfort of the Holy Spirit will fall upon everyone.
我们一起祷告
Let's pray together.
主，我们实在是敬拜你
Oh Lord, how we worship you.
你实在是那位从永远到永远的神
You are.From everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
配得我们一切的敬拜。
You are worthy of all our worship.
配得我们一生的侍奉。
And to serve you all the days of our life.
愿主早晨你借着你的话来洁净我们。
Lord, we pray that you purify us with your words.
愿你的话来扩大我们。
You will enlarge us with your words.
让我们在你面前都一同的蒙恩。
That we will be blessed before you.
让我们的家庭里面充满了你的安慰。
That our family will be full of your comfort.
让我们的教会充满了你圣灵的安慰。
That our church will be filled with the comfort of the Holy Spirit.
让人来到这里都连念不一句说神真的在你们的当中。
So that when people come to our church, they will fall down with their face and say, God is indeed with you.
求主听我们的祷告。
May the Lord listen to our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的。
In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.